Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Next week is Yom HaTzma'ut, but before that is Yom HaShoah, and it's a day of reflection, a day that we need to stop and think. Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, joins us this morning. Good morning, Wendy. How are you doing today? Well, Wendy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Happy Freedom Day.
Thank you very, very much. So today is Freedom Day, and tomorrow is Yom HaShoah, the commemoration taking place, a very, very interesting one indeed. Tell us about it.
Well, for starters, we are back in person with Yom HaShoah. The last 2 years we've been online. And I think it's going to be very special for us to come together as a community again, to remember the 6 million who died, and also just to learn from the lessons of that horrific time in our past.
It's an interesting, when you say back in person, it's going to be quite difficult to get people back. But I see that you're catering for both, for people that can attend as well as those who are unable to do so.
Yeah, that is correct. I think there are people that are still nervous to go out, first of all. And secondly, I'm really, really hoping that people will come, because I think that it will come out in person, because I think it is such an important day. We owe it. We owe it to the people who suffered and who perished at that time and their families, to come out and honor them and remember them and to pay tribute to them. And I think, if at all possible, we've made it during the lunch hour so that people can shoot out from work. Schools are not back yet, so.
We seem to have, the line seems to be coming and going. There we go. Now we can hear you again. And I think it's important. It is an opportunity to take your kids to something that unfortunately is one of diminishing opportunity, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's not, we've got 6 candlelighters this year. All of them are survivors. I don't know how many more years we're going to have that opportunity. And I think it's just really, really important to be there and to witness it personally.
And I think it does have an impact. It does have an impact on our children to actually physically be in a place rather even than gathering around a computer screen, which they do all day anyway. It's not something that you remember.
Correct.
But to go to the event and to commemorate it is something very, very different and much more memorable. Tell us about the guest this year.
So we've got an unbelievable guest. Her name is Lily Ebert. I got to know Lily through my then 16-year-old daughter, who had been following her on TikTok. And that's the amazing story, is that here is this woman who went through Auschwitz, and together with her great-grandson, Dov Foreman, has managed to bring that lesson, the lessons and the horror of our being in Auschwitz to young people. And we've been talking about this so much.
And again, the line seems just to be a little bit unstable this morning. Wendy, are you able to hear us?
I am. Shall I call you back on another line?
Okay. No, but it's clear now, so let's continue now, and if it happens again, then we'll
do
that.
I'm just saying what Lily and her great-grandson, Dov Foreman, have managed to do is bring the horror of the Holocaust and the lessons of the Holocaust to young people through TikTok, through Instagram, through Facebook. They've really managed to do this in such a successful way. And it's something that we've been so concerned about. But here, a 16-year-old learner has been exposed to all of these memories. And Lily and her son, Dov, will share that at Yom HaShoah this year.
And that is definitely something worth attending. So just give us those details one more time.
So, and just also to just closer to home, we have Celia Barachava.
Nope, we are just not getting, the line is very, very unstable. Unsigned says, if this line was any more unstable, I would even date it. That was Wendy Kahn, and let me give you the information one more time. about the Yom HaShoah, the Yom HaShoah event, so that you can note it. So this year it is taking place, and I did mention it earlier, but just to go over it again, this year's Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Memorial Day, to commemorate the 6 million Jews who were killed by the Nazi regime, will take place Thursday, the 28th of April, at West Park Cemetery. That's taking place at 11:45. Holocaust survivor and TikTok sensation Lily Ebert, who lives in London, will be sharing her testimony in a virtual discussion with Mary Kluck. She was incarcerated in Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp, and with the help of her great-grandson, Dorf Foreman, has turned to TikTok to tell her story. For those unable to attend the event at West Park Cemetery, the event will also be live streamed on the SAJBD Facebook page.